From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks in London Sunday with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Afterward, Kerry told reporters all options remain open for the U.S. and its allies in Syria, but admitted the United States and Europe have no appetite for the military option. Kerry said pitting the U.S. against Russia would just light a fire under the civil war. A frustrated Kerry warned of new sanctions against Russia and Syria.
We are considering additional sanctions, and we are also, let me make it clear, President Obama has not taken any option off the table at this point in time. So we'll see where we are in the next few days in the context of the discussions we're having.
Kerry said crimes against humanity are taking place in Aleppo daily. The Iraqi Air Force has dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents there of the coming offensive to take the city from the Islamic State group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came after hours of an artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces. The United States, Britain, and the United Nations peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in that country to declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said after meeting in London with Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed that now is the time to implement a ceasefire. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement Sunday the launch was a provocation and a violation of the UN Security Council resolutions. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but that the effort failed. This is VOA News.